I'm Never Gonna Dance Again, written by Vix and read by Eos Rose. Kame is 18 when he joins the dance school. At first, it's just to please his mother, but after a while, he really starts to like it. His dance partner might have something to do with that. They don't get on for a long time. Jin's the only person without a partner when he joins, and Kame soon learns why. Jin is difficult, stubborn in the first degree, and he drives Kame crazy. Jin always has to be right, always has to be the best, and he sulks like a 5-year-old when he's not. Jin always knows best. Jin always has to lead. Jin always needs to be perfect. Kame doesn't. And to Jin, that means he's practically the devil. But somewhere along the way, between the sarcastic comments about the other dancers and the pointless, but kind of amusing stories about his antics with a faceless guy named Yamapi, Kame starts to like him. Later, when he's watching Jin stretch a little too closely, Kame realizes that he really likes him. Kame thinks he's fucked. It takes a certain type of guy to join a dance class and be content dancing with another guy. And soon it comes out that Yamapi is a little more than Jin's best friend. Kame feels just a little bit heartbroken. He has just turned 21 when Jin tells him, mid-sashay, that Yamapi's left him, found another woman who he's fallen for. Kame's known Jin long enough to know that the blasé tone is just for show. The wet eyes on his shoulder later that night just prove it. He's 22 when they go on their first date, and a few months later, after their first time together, their instructor remarks on how their chemistry has skyrocketed. They share a secretive smile and throw themselves into the next dance. Jin tastes like freedom, like spontaneity, and when they're alone together, everything is as exhilarating as their first real dance together. The adrenaline pumping, their bodies unrestrained in their choreography, never missing a beat or step, just flowing together like water over the sand. Kame's 24 when he tells Jin he loves him. The next day, Jin announces he's leaving. America, he says. His dreams, he says. A big name has spotted him. Isn't Kame proud? Yes, Kame says. He couldn't be prouder. He only allows himself to cry once he's watched the plane disappear into the sky. He doesn't dance again. He's only ever danced with Jin, only ever known the feel of Jin's hand in his own, Jin's body against him, Jin's lips. He just doesn't. He can't. The years pass, and gradually his first love fades. He never forgets, though. Every time he hears a piece of music, be it piano, guitar, violin, he feels his feet itching to move. He feels his hips swaying in time, feels Jin's fingers laced with his own. He never forgets. He has relationships, flings, but none are like that first. None of them are Jin. Life goes on, Kame tells himself. People move on, until one day he sees a glimmer, a split-second flash of skin and hair, and his heart stops dead. He follows. He can't help it. Has to see who this person is, who looks so much like him. He follows him across the city, down the back alleys, and right up the steps, through the doors of the dance studio. Jin, he says softly, and he spins around to face him. For the first time in years, Kame really, truly smiles. For the first time in years, he dances. He feels Jin's hand, warmth, kiss again, and promises himself that no matter what, he's not letting this go again. The end.